A big game in the Big Ten today, Michigan hosting Iowa. The Hawkeyes on the road outside of the state of Iowa for the first time this year. Joining me to talk about that, you can hear him on the call of the game today on our sibling station, K97. He's the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes. He's Gary Dolphin. Gary, I appreciate the time and good to catch up with you again.
Yeah, good morning, Rob. Good to be with you. Hopefully the Hawks can make their first trip outside the state of Iowa, a positive one, up here in Ann Arbor. It's not going to be easy, certainly, but Michigan, whatever happened at Wisconsin, they seem to have gotten things corrected for the most part. Obviously, Rutgers wasn't the Badgers, but still a very good football team, very good head coach in Harbaugh.
I was going to ask you about that. Is there kind of the ideology going into this game that Michigan has not been in sync yet this year? At some point, things are going to start clicking for them. And if you're Iowa, you got to kind of hope that it's not this week, right?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. Obviously, Wisconsin's a very good football team. Lost, decidedly at Wisconsin. And then last week, put it all together on both sides. 52-0 over Rutgers now. Rutgers certainly isn't the quality of the Badgers or of the Hawkeyes. Iowa pretty well dominated Rutgers in week two when Iowa was still trying to find its identity. That was a 30-0 game. So I think when you look at those two scores and how they dominated in similar fashions, I think that tells you we should have a pretty good football game this afternoon here at the Big House.
Yeah, I believe so too. Now, you talked about Iowa finding its identity, and it kind of has, Gary. The run game has really been progressing. I've been really impressed with the play of Torin Young, and I think the offensive line for the Hawkeyes seems to be getting better week by week.
It is, and there's a good chance Alaric Jackson will be back today, the left tackle. He's been out since week one, as you know, with that knee injury, and took Iowa some time to adjust without him. But they're also getting healthier in the secondary, evidence Kirk's press conference on Tuesday, when he mentioned that Kayvon Merriweather, the free safety, and cornerback Julius Brents, who started four games a year ago, they're on track to return today. Now, they probably won't start, and they probably won't play significant snaps, but just having them back out on the field is vital for the Hawkeyes as they get into the Big Ten season. It's going to be Big Ten football from here on out, and as you know, it's rough and physical each and every week, so if they all hands on deck, that only makes Iowa a better football team. Rob, when you look at through four games, they've given up an average of less than 10 points. I speak of the Iowa defense. And because of the injuries in the secondary, they've had to pretty much stick with that 4-3 base. What healthy bodies they have in the back end are very good. Oja Moody has got a couple of interceptions at the one corner. DJ Johnson, a redshirt freshman, is coming on. Jack Kerner, the youngster from Dowling, a walk-on redshirt freshman, he has looked very good. And so as long as that defense keeps holding serve like that, I'm with you. I mean, you'd like to see the Hawkeyes score 30, 40 points a game, but and if you can gouge out 20, 21 points with this Iowa defense, I like their chances to win.
In terms of the offensive production, you talk about how, you know, they're not scoring 30 or 40 points a game. But a lot of that, I think, Gary, is just kind of the style of play and the play calling, right? I mean, they kind of are conservative in their approach.
Well, they want to run the football first. And, you know, last year they had to replace Akram Wadley, who was an outstanding tailback at Iowa for a number of years. Mekhi Sargent came in from junior college, and it took him, the better part of 7 or 8 games anyway, to really feel comfortable with the game plan and the offense, and he broke out nicely. And between he and Torin Young, they had 1,500 yards rushing and about 14-15 touchdowns. So that's pretty good production. But now last week, to your point, we saw the Iowa running game really accelerate, really elevate to the next level. Never had happened before under Kirk Ferentz, where three tailbacks had 90-plus yards rushing in the same game. And, of course, Young ran for 131, 52 on one play, 52, 53 yards, which was the longest play from scrimmage this year. So when you put with what together what you saw last week with Nate Stanley's outstanding performance is they're dominating the clock. They've averaged double digits in time of possession against all four opponents. Well, when you wear teams down like that, you pound the football and control the clock, you're going to win handily. It might not be by 40 or 50 points, but you're right. That's not the Iowa style.
Nate Stanley has been absolutely steady is how I would describe it. He's a guy that, you know, nationally he may not get the same kind of run that some of the other guys do at quarterback nationally, but a guy that just makes the right read all the time.
Seemingly, he certainly has had a great month of September, and where Iowa needs him to be efficient is in the passing game, and he's 30 yards shy of 1,000 for the year. He's completing 65% of his passes, 8 touchdowns with no interceptions. That's the stat that pleases me most, and he's as big a reason. You know, usually if you're plus 5 in turnovers, which Iowa is, you go right to the defense, but I will tell you that the offense has had as much to do with that as the defense. Iowa's turned the ball over only one time, and that was on opening day, a fumble by a running back. So Stanley has been spectacular in running the offense in general from a lot of different angles, most notably lack of turnovers. And if he can continue to do that, now obviously today is going to be a big test. Penn State next week at home in Iowa City, a night game, that's going to be a huge challenge because Penn State might have the best returning defense in the Big Ten. Michigan doesn't have the defense it had a year ago, but it's still very good. As you know, Michigan's one of those blue blood programs that gets 4- and 5-star kids every year. Now, the key is to turn them into good and then great football players, and Iowa's had the better of that in terms of turning guys into outstanding football players like Nate Stanley, but they're 2- and 3-stars coming out of high school. So I just think, given the Iowa system, given the Iowa coaches, the stability that Kirk has had in 21 years of building this program, I think that's the equalizer, and Nate Stanley's another byproduct of it.
I agree with you. Gary Dolphin has been my guest, the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, talking about Iowa on the road at Michigan today, a big one in the Big Ten. Gary, I appreciate the time, and always good to catch up with you, man.
Well, thank you, Rob. Thanks for your guys' affiliation with the Hawkeyes. It's very important to us, and happy to chat with you anytime. Go Hawks. Hopefully they can get out of Ann Arbor with a win today.
All right. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate the time.